Are you ready to start showing up as the best version of you? Ditching those diets, embracing and enjoying training, and learning that you are enough. Join me, Vicky Marks, or more commonly known as Vicky PT, personal trainer, nutrition coach, and female transformation specialist, on a podcast journey of inspiration, motivation, usable tips, and support to fire you forward into becoming that best version of you, plus some special guests along the way. You're listening to Strong, Confident, Transform. Let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome to podcast 139. A day late. Yes. So I'm recording this podcast a day after it's meant to be published. Yes. Sometimes we all fuck up, right? It's Monday today and it was meant to go out yesterday. So here we are. You know me. No bullshit. I'm not going to lie to you. I lost track of the days, lost track of the dates, and here we are. So anyway, a day late, I'm bringing this one to you. So this is quite a subject for me because I've been playing around with this for like a year myself of like, are we making enough effort? Like in the things that we want to achieve, are we like making up these things in our head to keep us safe? Like, I'm just going to hold a little bit in the tank just in case I injure myself. Or I'm just going to hold a bit in the tank because what if I get it wrong? Or, you know, I am very tired. So we could go into the excuse game as well. And tell ourselves things to make us make less effort. When essentially, the way we achieve things is by putting in more effort, trying harder. And the thing is, it doesn't take a lot. So you could just try by 10% more and you get even closer to that thing you're going to achieve, which is then going to encourage you to try 10% more than that. So 20% more and you get even closer. And then before you know it, you're trying like 60% more and achieving these things and bosh, you're like, okay, I make more effort and I achieve the things. So in most things that we do, we don't put enough effort in. Like if we think about everything we do, like if we put our absolute optimal energy and effort into the thing that we wanted to achieve, we would all get there much quicker, wouldn't we? If we researched, like took the effort to research things that we wanted to know about, we would learn much quicker. If we took the effort to watch less TV and listen to more self-development books or my random podcasts, we would feel better, right? If we made the effort to go out for a walk in the morning 45 minutes before anybody else wakes up, we put that effort in, we're going to reap the benefits. But I think in our heads, like sometimes we have this enough button. It's like this, I don't know, let's describe it as a scale. Like we have this scale in our body, like 0% effort to 100% effort. And we all probably feel quite comfortable at 60%, don't we? 50, 60%, it feels comfy, like it's a nice place to be. We're still achieving things slowly, but not fast enough. So then we're like, oh yeah, I have been really trying hard at 50%. And I'm just not getting there. How long is it going to take? And I'm like, just add another 10%. What else can you do in your life to up the effort to achieve this thing? So like, if you are consistently losing a pound a week, well done. That's amazing. How can I lose a bit more some weeks? By making more effort. Like having a look on your plate. Do I need that mayo on there? Do I need to eat that extra bit of whatever that I'm having at night? Do I need those bits of chocolate that I'm allowing to come in? Which, do you know what? It's not a problem if you're happy where you are. But if you want those weeks that are just a little bit faster, quicker results, then you have to put more effort in. So just take a look at everything in your life. And this is like quite a deep thing, but if you are trying to achieve fat loss, for example, Where I would want to look is, what time are you getting up in the morning? What's your bedtime routine? Do you get up when your alarm goes off, or do you snooze it five times? Do you do what you say you're going to do? If you're going to clean the bathroom on a Monday, do you clean the bathroom on a Monday? You know, if you're going to, I don't know, something you say you're going to do you do it? Or do you find reasons as to why not? Because it doesn't matter hugely if you don't take that parcel to the post office on Tuesday when you said you were going to, because you could just do it on Wednesday, which you could indeed. And it would still get to where it needs to be, maybe just a day late. That's fine. But the point I'm trying to make here is, if you want things to happen for you and you want that fat loss to be consistent and effective and really successful, then you have to start adopting other things into your life. You have to start thinking of your journey as a whole life package. Like, you know, the discipline to get up early in the morning. Like, it's taken me a long time to get up at 5:30 a.m. Like, I've always been like, no, I'm a 6 a.m. girl, no earlier. But I've just been making more effort, getting up at 5:30. I'm getting in my ice bath before anybody opens their eyes. I'm having a hot coffee, on my own, in peace, every single morning, which I can't tell you what joy that brings me. I'm getting the lunch boxes made before school, like before 6 a.m. I'm emptying the dishwasher before 6 a.m. Like, there's so much stuff that I'm achieving in the morning by getting up half an hour earlier. It's unreal what you can get done in peaceful, non-interrupted time where you're not in a rush trying to get somewhere. And what does it take? More effort. But what does it tick? Every box. Because that discipline I've had to get up at 5:30 every day, regardless of what day of the week it is, 7 days a week I'm getting up at 5:30, getting in that ice bath. It's like this discipline that I've adopted that is affecting all areas of my life. Because what's happening is, because I'm getting up at 5:30, I need to go to bed earlier because I'm not getting as much sleep, half an hour less. So half an hour to a bit more in bed earlier. And what does that stop me doing? Watching TV. And honestly, watching TV, taking TV out of my life, has possibly been one of the best things I've ever done. You know, the bullshit that we watch on there. And I know a lot of you will say, oh, that's my downtime, I love it. Like, maybe just save it for the weekend and have that discipline to, you know, maybe switch off, maybe listen to an audiobook, have a bath with some music on, maybe listen to your favorite music because it releases dopamine. Like, all of this stuff, like all these things that I've been implementing into my life are having a knock-on effect throughout my life and making me more disciplined, making me more decisive, making me more self, giving me more self-belief. Like, I didn't think I'd ever get up at 5:30 in the morning, ever. It's not my favorite time of day, or it wasn't, but I love it now. Like, I can't imagine getting up any other time. So what else can you implement in your life so that you can make effort, more effort in your fat loss journey? So, like, you know, how we speak to ourselves. Oh, I just can't. I've always been the same. I've always spoke negatively about myself. Well, fucking change it. Make the effort to change it because it's powerful. So another thing I've been trying to do is, like, negative thoughts that come into my head, I've tried to shoot them out as quick as possible because they don't serve us. They bring us down. They make everything so much harder. Like, just make the effort to turn it into a positive. Make the effort to, you know, pat yourself on the back and tell yourself you'll do better tomorrow. Make the effort to see all the good. Make the effort to put positive energy into other people because, you know, that shit comes back. So put that effort in, that positive effort in, because you're going to get it back. It's all these things in our life, all these efforts that we can make that will have a knock-on effect to other areas of our life. And positivity breeds positivity. You can't get away from it. Like, if you are positive to someone, generally they will be positive back. And then if you're positive to someone else, they'll be positive back. And then this breeding of positivity kind of builds up in your body throughout a day, because you're like, you've just said hello, you've asked how people are, you've asked the questions, you've given someone a hug if you're a huggy person, you know, you've asked someone if you can help them with something, or, you know, you've just injected love into people, and then, you know, people are more likely to inject love back. And that's a good feeling. And that helps us on this journey, because it then it makes us want to make more effort. So, like, the word effort feels a bit icky, doesn't it? Like, I remember when my trainer, who was helping me with all my CrossFit stuff, I remember when he said to me, "You're just not trying hard enough. You need to make more effort." And I remember thinking, fuck you. I do. I remember thinking, oh, I am such a trier. I make loads of effort. And then I just stood for a moment and really thought about that statement that he said to me. And I was like, am I trying hard enough? Or am I fearful to try hard enough? Am I thinking that I'm trying hard enough? You know, I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. I'm trying at 60%. That's enough when it's not. Like, if you want to achieve the cool stuff, you got to fucking put 100% in. And you know, that day was quite a big day for me, because from then on, I was like, you just got to try harder. With everything I did, I was like, try harder and put more effort in. Because effort is just king. Like, just put more effort in, which is then what I did. And since then, you know, I've achieved more than I think I ever thought I could. So effort, trying harder. Do I try hard every single day? Am I 100% effort every day? Of course not. Like, there are days, of course, that you fall short of that 100%. But I'm always aware. Always aware. If I don't achieve something that I usually do, I'm always aware of where my effort level was and how much I tried. And I'm always calling myself out. Like, you just didn't try hard enough. You didn't put enough effort in. That is why you didn't achieve that thing that you wanted to achieve today. But hey, tomorrow you're going to put more effort in. You're going to try harder. And you're going to do the thing that you want to do. So the word can be icky, and I think the first time you hear it, you think, fuck you, I try hard every day. But then when you sit back and you're like, did I though? Did I completely put 100% into that moment? And you know if you did, and you know if you don't, or if you didn't. So, like, if you didn't, you know that you can call yourself out on that and be like, okay, I just didn't put enough effort into that. I could have tried harder. And next time, do you know what? I'm going to put a bit more effort in. I'm going to fight that fear and I'm going to put more effort in. And this goes with your fat loss journey. Like, are you making enough effort to prep your food? Like, if you're not, put more effort in. If you've got to do it at 9:30 at night, just put the effort in and do it. Because it is going to benefit your life. And what are you going to do instead of that? Watch some shitty box set? Bake Off? MasterChef? I'm not saying I don't like those things, but what are they going to bring to your life? So it's getting a little bit tough on what you want. And, you know, like, I always say to people, like, if you want the ordinary, you know, feeling semi-okay, like, your health is all right. It's not brilliant, but it's all right. If you want ordinary for the rest of your life, then continue giving 50%, because that's what you will then get, is ordinary. Whereas if you want extra, you want extraordinary, then you're going to have to put more effort in. You are going to have to get up off your ass and cook your food for the next day rather than sitting and watching telly. You are going to have to get out of bed a bit earlier so that you can do the things that need to happen so that the day goes smoothly. You are going to have to maybe get up and do them steps on your work from home days at 5:30 a.m. Why? Because there's no other bloody time to do it. Because you're busy, you're going to sit on your ass all day at your desk, so I need to get up and do it early. that workout that you do not want to do at 9 p.m. at night because you've been in London all day and you're tired and, you know, you're giving yourself all the excuses why you can sit on the sofa with a glass of wine and relax. Like, you just got to get that work, put the effort in. Do 10 minutes, do 15 minutes, and then tell me that you want to drink the wine and watch the TV and veg out, because you won't. Like, all these things is what makes extraordinary. And I am going for extraordinary. I know that my tribe are going for extraordinary. Like, who wants to live in the ordinary? So put the effort in, try harder. All those little excuses you're telling yourself are false. They are completely false. Like, nothing feels better. This is going to be controversial, and I'm going to say it. Do you remember something Kate Moss said, like, a lot of years ago? It struck so much controversy, but I'm going to reword it, because obviously, if you know me, skinny is not a word I like to implement into my life, or a word or look that I would like on my own body. So Kate Moss made a statement years ago, nothing feels as good as skinny does. Nothing tastes as good as skinny skinny feels. So nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. Now, let's just reword it. Nothing tastes as good as lean, strong, and healthy feels. And it's true. Like, maybe when she made that statement, it was the skinny era. It was when everybody wanted to be a size zero, you know? And nothing felt as good as that to a lot of women. Like, a glass of wine in front of the telly did not do it for them. Feeling fucking amazing in whatever they were wearing did it for them. And I've moved into that zone, and I have been in that zone for a long time, but I feel that people, it's almost like an affirmation that I would like to create so that my tribe can stick it up on their wall. But it is controversial. So I would like to know your thoughts. And I would, anyone listening to this, I would like to know what you think of this statement. Like, nothing tastes as good as lean, strong, and healthy feels. Let me know what you think of that statement, because I think about it all the time. Like, I love having a toned tummy. I love feeling my muscles and they're so toned and they're so lean and I'm so strong. Like, I love that. And no chocolate in front of the telly is going to feel better than that. I can assure you. It brings out all sorts of feels in me. Makes me feel confident. Makes me feel, you know, like, I'm in control of my health. Makes me feel badass. Makes me feel I can take on anything that this world throws at me. Whereas sitting in front of the telly with chocolate, feeling not good about myself, is not going to bring out the best version of me, and is not going to bring out the best that I want to bring to this world. Like, my absolute ultimate goal, and I think my calling in life, and the thing that I was put on this planet to do, was to help people shine. Like, it's taken a little while for me to work out exactly what I do, but I feel like that's the definition. Like, my purpose is to help people shine. I want people's life to be better. And yes, like, I am a personal trainer, nutrition coach, fat loss specialist, whatever. Like, that is what I do. But it is so much more than that. And like, the byproduct of all the amazing shit you achieve when you start taking control of your health is that your body looks banging. Yes. And don't we all want that? But my big thing, the thing that gives me joy, is helping people shine. I want people's lives to get better. I want people to step into their power. Like, that is my ultimate goal in life. Like, I want to help people step into their power and then live that extraordinary life that maybe they didn't know they even wanted. I love it. It is my thing. And I won't stop till I help thousands, thousands, thousands achieve that. So if you are sitting listening to this thinking, I am definitely not putting enough effort in, then start today. An extra 10% effort today. Those things that you just, oh, it slipped my mind, or I didn't do it because I was really busy, or oh, I was so tired when I got home, I just left my food prep and didn't do it. Like all these little things that you're not making the effort to do, I'm going to task you to do it. Put 10% more effort into every single day of your life. Get up 10 minutes earlier. Like start breeding this like momentum of making more effort. I promise you it's worth it. Huge apologies for this podcast being a day late. I'm going to put it out right now for you guys. I hope this has struck some chords today. I hope this has helped. And I hope you're all going to put 10% more effort in today, which is then going to flood into 20 next week, 30 the week after, and then you're going to be on fire. So yes, I hope you've enjoyed it. If you've listened to this, let me know what you think. Please let me know about the statement. Nothing tastes as good as what lean, strong, and healthy feels. Gonna leave you on that. Till next time, catch you soon.